News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The clock is ticking and you've only got 5 days left to make sure you're registered to vote in the upcoming referendum. Now, join us to give us all that last-minute advice is our own political analyst, Audrain Flynn. Good morning, Audrain.
Morning, Paul.
First of all, what's the easiest way to check if you're registered?
Well, the easy way to check, you can check it online through checktheregister.ie, where you can go in, you can, if you have your error code or your address, you can go in and you can check whether you're on the register. That sounds well in theory. In practice, actually, it's not as simple, because unless you get the exact spelling right of your name or your street, it doesn't show up. The only definitive way, if you don't show up on it, the only definitive way of actually ensuring that you're on the register is look at the original hard copy, which you can get in your county council office, Garda station, post office or library.
Okay.
Now, can I just say that there is been, I know there's some confusion. I've seen a lot of stuff on social media, and people have asked me that people, including a lot of younger people who are so used to having a smartphone and they can do everything online, actually think they can register online. You cannot register online. You can download the forms online, but you have to get them actually filled in, and you have to get them stamped at your local Garda station with having produced ID to prove you are who you say you are.
So you must download the forms, you must fill them out.
If you can't download, you can get them at these various places as well, the Garda station, Garda station.
But the Garda station is still
they will not accept it. Unless it's stamped at the local Garda station, it will not be accepted. Okay. Now, the idea, as you say, is counting down. It's counting down. It is Tuesday. It has to be in your council office by Tuesday. But remember, Monday's a bank holiday.
So lastminute.com, how do we get registered between now and Tuesday?
Well, yeah, if you download the form.
Between now and Tuesday.
Download the form. Go to your Garda station. Really, because they say Monday's a bank holiday. So you have to be at the Garda station. Get it stamped. And then if you don't do it till Monday, effectively, you're almost going to certainly have to hand deliver to your local council office on Tuesday, which obviously if you live in the far end, I mean the council office in Kerry is in Tralee. Yeah. If you live, I think, I mean 70, 80 miles away, it means you would have to drive to your council office on Tuesday.
The only thing is, if you're in Kerry, the Healy Rays will sort it out for you.
That is very true.
But there's a text in here for you, Audrain. My wife is a New Zealand national and has been living here for the last 4 years. Can she vote?
No, she can't. Sorry, unless she's an Irish citizen. And again, this is because there are other different sorts of elections in referendum or presidential elections. Only Irish citizens who are on the Irish electoral register can vote. In Dáil elections, British citizens can vote in addition, but anybody outside the EC can only vote in local elections.
Okay.
So she has no election. No, she has no vote in this, unless she's an Irish citizen.
How many people on the electoral register?
About 3.2 million.
Pardon?
3.2 million.
3.2 million?
Yeah.
Is there 3.2 million adults over 18 in Ireland?
There is. Allegedly.
Because I thought I would be less than that. One very brief question for you. I know this is probably going out of the field, but something I've always been interested in from a different part of the forest, but the abuse of the electoral register, have we dealt with that yet?
No. We haven't. I mean,
particularly in border areas, I have to say, there was always anecdotally a lot of information about abuse of the electoral register in those areas.
Well, I don't know there's any evidence for that particularly, but certainly there are, in my view, close to about 500,000 people more in the register than are people living in the country to some extent.
You know? 500,000 people near who enough, may not be entitled to vote?
Well, that's been the case for a long, long time. They started cleaning up about 7 or 8 years ago after Shane and I did a whole series of pieces in the Old Sunday Tribune. But with the crash and the lack of resources, then that sort of has sort of really, it's almost reverted back to the way it was in many cases.
My God, I'm very sorry I asked that question now, because it's a fairly depressing thought. 500,000 people maybe to vote in our elections who are not supposed to vote.
They don't vote. I mean, in fairness, most of them don't vote.
Deadline is May the 8th. If you want to register, you must go get the forms filled, go to a Garda station, get them in before Tuesday.
And it has to be in the council hours before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, or you've lost your right.
Okay. Audrain Flynn, our own political analyst, thanks very much for coming in to tell us that this morning.